thank you, Charlotte, for that beautiful rendition of Hatikva. And Charlotte's going to teach us a little more tomorrow morning. She's going to tell us that the Torah portion this week is called Ki Teitzeh. In Ki Teitzeh, we're in the midst of the book of Deuteronomy, and Moses is retelling the Israelites all of their history and all of their commandments. They're on the banks of the Jordan River. They can see the land of Israel on the other side. He stops to tell them everything because they're going to go into the land without him. And Ki Teitzeh actually is pretty famous for having, I think, the most commandments in any one Torah portion. And the range of topics is pretty broad. Family relationships, property law, boundaries, clothing, ritual acts, physical hygiene, business transactions, the making and keeping of vows, the treatment of laborers, personal responsibility, and protection of the weak. And that's just a few of them, right? The Plout Torah Commentary refers to this section as the social wheel, meaning happiness, goodness, the well-being, and prosperity of the community. On this night, I want to explore one particular instance with you for just a minute, and I'll tell you why. In the middle of Deuteronomy, at the beginning of chapter 22, we get this interesting commandment. If you see your fellow's ox or sheep gone astray, do not ignore it. You must take it back to your fellow. If they don't live near you or you don't know whose it is, you shall bring it home and it shall remain with you until your fellow claims it, and then you shall give it back. And if you see your fellow's donkey or ox fallen on the road, do not ignore it. You must help your fellow raise their animal. Seems pretty straightforward, right? What's it about? It's a little bit about taking care of animals and care for others of God's creation. And it's a little bit about how we treat one another. Right? Animals were valuable and deserving of care. If you see one gone astray or fallen, you have a responsibility to take care of it, to return it to your friend, to your fellow, to help your friend raise it. Pretty straightforward, but here's the interesting thing about it. We've already heard this commandment, or almost an exact replica of it, back in the book of Exodus. Nearly the identical commandment is given, except for one small change there. It's the ox or the donkey or the sheep, not of your friend or your peer or your fellow, but of your enemy. Help out your enemy. If you see your enemy's ox or sheep gone astray, you have to return it and give it back. If you see the donkey or the ox of your enemy that has fallen by the road, you have to help your enemy lift that back up. Okay. Our ancient sages wonder, what's the difference here? Why the repetition? Why this commandment once again? We know the Torah doesn't use words unnecessarily. Every word counts. Every word has meaning. And so we seek additional meaning in this repetition, and we find what is different and see what it is that we can learn. Now, again, the primary difference between our text here in Deuteronomy and the Exodus text is between helping your enemy and helping your friend, your fellow. Your peer. The Hebrew is achicha, which literally means your brother. So our medieval commentator Bachia says, why are the two different words used? To teach us, when you return an animal, the animal to an enemy, and extinguish your hatred, you'll be returning it instead to your fellow, to your friend. The act of helping help builds connection, builds relationship. So Bachia teaches that's why the first time it comes as enemy, the second time it comes as friend. When you return it even to your enemy, you can find that within you to reach out to them, and they cease to be your enemy and can become your friend instead. That act of helping makes the difference. Okay, enemies and oxen aside, this is actually a lesson that we know here at TBS. Working together, helping one another, helps build our community. It builds relationships among people. It builds connections within our congregation. And I'll tell you, friends, that is one of the biggest benefits of being part of this community and of volunteering at TBS. Not only do you help the community as a whole, but in doing so, you make connections with other people and you help yourself. So many of you volunteer here at TBS in ways big and small. That is a good thing for you and for us. How many of you volunteer here at TBS are here for volunteer? Raise a hand. Yeah, we're going to call you all up on the beam in a minute. There's not going to be very many people left sitting. That's okay. We're going to need a bigger beam up. Another one of our ancient sages in Deuteronomy taught that a community is too heavy to carry alone. No one person can carry everything that the community needs, does everything that the community wants all by ourselves, even if we think we might be able to. Right? Working together, we accomplish so much, and working together, we build relationships with one another. How many of you who volunteer here have made a friend or gotten to know someone here while you were volunteering here? See? Finish the end of the sermon, we're done. But we're not, because we know, as we do this, as we volunteer, as we build relationships with one another, we raise up the fallen ox, we raise up the sukkah for Sukkot, we raise our spirits with cards and visits from the Caring Community Committee, like the cards that are out in the lobby that you can sign that we will send to people in need. Our volunteers organize book groups and arrange speakers and help with many different types of technology needs. They coordinate social action projects and transport food to the food pantry. They teach in our religious school and our Hebrew school. They staff the Purim Carnival and the Bagel Bar. They represent TBS on the softball field. They provide music for our worship. They explore ways our congregation can be more accessible to us all. They beautify our grounds. They help with publicity and communications. They arrange for Shiva minions for our families who are facing death. They coordinate or they serve as Levites for our B'nai Mitzvah. They explore and advise about our ritual and worship. They provide security. They enable us to live our values through social justice. They offer legal advice. They raise much needed funds. They help serve at onegs and at dinners. They lead services on Friday night or Saturday morning. They produce a Purim spiel. They coordinate our interfaith couples group and our chavarot groups. They make important financial decisions. They reach out to our college students. They connect us to Israel and our ongoing learning opportunities. They make our community a more welcoming place for members and for prospective members. I think I got every committee, and maybe hopefully most of you saw yourself in there, because by serving on all of our wonderful committees, by serving in the leadership of Sisterhood or Brotherhood or Beastie, by serving on the board, by enacting any of these things that you do, in so many other ways as well, you support and build up our congregation, and you help build connections with one another. Not that we were ever all enemies, but we know that act of helping together turns us into friends, into a community together. Now, interestingly, in an earlier Torah portion back in Exodus, when the Israelites are building their major building project, the Mishkan, constructing the tabernacle, the Torah says when they were done, they joined together in praise. But the Torah doesn't actually tell us what those words were that they say. So later in the second century, the commentary in Sifri imagines what it is that they might have said, puts words into their mouth, takes a verse actually from the book of Psalms, and puts it in the mouth of those volunteers who built the Mishkan. And it says that they said, "May the favor of Adonai our God be upon us. Let the work of our hands prosper. O prosper the work of our hands." That is to say, their prayer upon completion of their work was to praise God and to pray to continue to be able to do good work. So in just a second, I'm going to invite all of our volunteers to come up onto our bima, and I'm going to ask you to respond as our ancestors did. Praising God will put the words up on our screen and praying that our efforts continue to be successful. But here's first what I'm going to do. If you have volunteered in any way at any time this year with TBS, would you please rise right where you are? And then do me a favor, turn to somebody next to you, and not in a bragging kind of way, but rather to acknowledge your contribution, share with them one thing you have done as a volunteer in our community. All of these wonderful things that you have done, all of these connections that you have made. I'm going to ask all of our volunteers, come on up onto the Bima, if you would, for a special blessing. All of you, we'll fit you all in. Come and squeeze together here. We're a community together. Everyone's going to squeeze it all together right here. We know as well, some of you watching at home, some of you in our digital Mishkan are volunteers in our community as well. This blessing extends to you through cyberspace to thank you for all that you do on our behalf of our community as well. You're going to have to fill in. Everybody scoot in. Someone in the front row, in the next row, there'll be another row there. Come on, in the front. Still in. There's more room here. Sometimes having a blessing means getting close to each other. So talking to each other. Holy cow. Oh my God, you're... How about if I stand like this? Maybe then you can see me there. That's right. We are so fortunate here in our community to be so blessed by so many who give so much of their time and their effort, their energy, in ways large and small, in tasks that feel like they may not have much of an impact, but they do, in building bonds of connection with each other. Part of why I wanted you all up here was because we're all up here together, right? It is your efforts. It is your intentions. It is what you do that helps make Temple B'nai Shalom our community. Take a look at the folks around you, the folks online, the folks who couldn't be with us tonight, but all who are part of our community. We thank you, and we bless you with these words. Mishaberach avotenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'imotenu Sara Rivka Rachel v'Leah hu yivarech et kol misha oskin b'tzorchei hatzibur be'emuna. May the one who blessed our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, bless all those who occupy themselves with the needs of the community in faithfulness. Grant them success in all of their endeavors and accomplishment in all their undertakings. Bless them with fullness of life and of love and the opportunity to continue to do holy work. And together let us all say, Amen.